We had a problem before, I think, with her recording, but we're all live here.
All right. Okay, we're going. Okay, it's August 14th, the Municipal Budget Committee meeting at 7 o'clock. And so I'll call the meeting to order. Have the pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now the minutes, I'm going to wait because we have the minutes from April. Oh, I think we can do April. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes. Okay, there's five of us that were at the April meeting. And this is the first time we've all been together since. So the first thing we're going to do is approve the April 10th minutes.
Was that the one that I was at? Yeah, I missed.
No, this is the one Boyd was at. You weren't there.
Okay, Boyd or Russ?
Boyd.
Okay.
Should I make a motion to approve?
Okay, Bob makes a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Sure.
Jody second.
I don't even.
It says you were here.
Yes.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
And I'll abstain.
So those are approved.
And Susan Young abstains.
Yeah, so we had Lynn, Todd, Jody, Bob, and Katrina were all at the April meeting. So those are the five of us. So, okay, good. Now, as for the meeting, the minutes from last meeting, there were five, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but one of them was Susan. So she will be here a little late. So when she gets here, we'll go back and approve the minutes after she gets here. So just remember to do that. Okay. Questions from the last meeting? All right.
Which ones? For the town?
Well, we'll do the town first. Okay, if you look at on the second page of the minutes at the top, we were talking about the $100,000 warrant article. Selectman Young said Donna likes to wait till the end of the year. Dick Snow said, we consistently take out the warrant article at the time of the expenditure, the only exception being road maintenance. And Selectman Young will ask.
And I did ask both the accounting, our accounting assistant and the Board of Selectmen, and that's the way they prefer to do it. It's the way that Dennis prefers to do it. And it appears that there isn't any trouble with doing it that way. And they said, let me put this nicely. They said that that's the Board of Selectmen's preferred way to do it, and that they have, one of the Board of Selectmen said they have the right to do it, the bookkeeping any way they'd like.
Okay.
So it's just, it's okay. Like you listen to.
That's the excess money, the road maintenance warrant article you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, the $100,000. Yeah. So we show
and
a negative
balance. That was the polite spin you put
you
on that.
You can listen to the Selectmen's meetings audio if you'd like to hear the full details of that conversation, but that's the gist of it.
Can I guess who?
Yeah, that's just the gist of it. So
maybe I'll put together a list of specific questions then at the next meeting that you can give to the Board of Selectmen to say, I'd like to get answers to these questions.
Okay. As a private citizen, you mean, or as a budget committee? Because
well,
I think that has to go through her.
Right.
I'll give them to Lynn. Or all, it depends, I guess, and how everybody would like to do it.
Yeah. Okay, whatever you'd like.
Okay.
I think if a member of the committee proposes questions, I think we all have to,
we have to agree
that they're going to.
Yeah, we always have.
Right?
Yeah.
We always agree whether it's a valid question.
Yeah, unless you're doing
question.
A private citizen
right.
question, because they do have the right to do that. And the DRA has no problem with the town handling it that way, so.
Yeah, that's how we've always handled
yeah,
questions in the past. We've agreed.
No, but I mean handling the 100,000
yeah.
warrant article.
Now, I sent, following our, this was June meeting, I sent the questions we had for Stephanie. We asked for the school population from 2010 to present at the beginning of each year and the amount that was expended for the budget for those years.
Karen gave me what she had.
Did everybody get the little packet that Stephanie brought?
Yeah.
Okay.
I also put in there, I included the tax rates because that was in the school budget report. I pulled out the page that had this year, 2019-20, building improvements that was approved, and then I put in the budget. I kind of did a little spreadsheet to show the increase from year to year on the spending.
Which page are you on?
The first sheet.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay. Second sheet's the...
Okay, let's go with one question at a time.
Yeah.
May I just ask, are we doing this first slew of questions or the second slew of questions? What are we answering right now?
We're answering all the questions from
not these.
No, not the beginning, no. Not the front page.
Not those.
No, you sent me three questions on email.
Okay. Well, I was just, yeah.
Please give the school population from 2010 to present, so that's at the back of the packet.
Okay, that's at the back?
Yep.
There's two. I get a special ed one. It has elementary and high school. And then when Catherine also gave me the out-of-district numbers, so that would be a more accurate view of population.
I have a blank. Oh, this one thing.
All right.
So the last two are population numbers.
So, you just know that from anything in business. I mean, if you run a business with 10 people coming in the door or 100 people coming in the door, your overhead costs are usually the same.
Well, your fixed costs.
You're fixed, right. And that's what we're looking at. I mean, when you look at what the budget is from 2010 to now, I mean, it's a $700,000 increase. That is really, I mean, that's a less than a 10%.
4%,
right. So, that's not a real huge increase over time, even though our student population is much lower.
But to Susan's point, so in 2010, it was $7.8 million, and you returned $509,000 for an all-in budget of $7.3 million. 8.5, you returned $470,000, so you're at $4.9. That's over $1 million.
If you look at the out-of-district numbers, that's the thing, is if you want to find out where your increases are, you're going to have to go through the expenditure reports. So I was like, let me just take a look at special ed, because that's pretty big. Our out-of-district increased 13% in 1 year. So that's huge. And out-of-district is big.
Well, we know that in the budget, when we look through it, right?
Yeah
like 100,000 per student.
Where's the population number? Is it, say, like 2010?
Right here. So 2010, 419, elementary was 403, high school was 180.
Okay, so an all-in of 583.
Yes.
So you add the two numbers. So in 2010, it was 583.
Well, the problem is I think a lot of people don't take into consideration the high school. So I put the high school, and then I asked for the out-of-district, and she only had back to 2015.
Do you have a packet for...
sorry. Thank you.
Yeah.
We're looking at
Well, I figured people could take it home and chew on it and
have
any questions, because if you really want to drill down to what the increases are, then you have to get the detailed expenditure reports for all those years.
Well, just for students, just so, like, in 2010, we had 583, right?
Yep.
583. And last year, this current year, we've got 297 plus 176 plus 36?
Yep.
Is that right? That's 12.
409. Isn't the out of district number included in the 297? You just carved out the special ed kids.
No, they don't. They've never included the out of district students in our enrollment, and they're going to start doing that.
So that sheet we get every month isn't accurate.
It's what's actually at the school,
at the public schools.
That doesn't tell us what we're paying for.
Well,
total number.
The special ed item does, because they're in there. But I think what some citizens are doing are trying to divide the numbers.
Right.
But they need everything to figure out the cost per student.
But when you look at it, it's 100 and it's almost...
100 kids less.
No, more than that.
Well,
so my thought
was... No, that's what I'm trying to get to.
Yes.
Like, hold on. So 2010, there was 583 all in, this out of district, whatever is in that number.
The out of district she only could track because our sped director didn't have the numbers prior to 2015.
Okay, so we're not going to know, like,
who was out of district.
Who was out of district. So is it fair then to say, like, the 583 is comparable to the 297 plus 176 and not the 36? Because we're not comparing.
I would have to guess in 2010, out of district students might have been 10.
Okay.
If I had to guess. But.
There's got to be a record there somewhere for the Department of Ed or somewhere.
Yeah.
They can't just not have it. So you just don't have it tonight, maybe.
Okay. This is what I'm. Okay. But it's still 583 to, I mean, an understated 583 to an overstated 409. Or not overstated, but
more accurate.
But still, that's 172 kids.
No, it's that's 5. It's 513 if you add the three numbers.
What three numbers?
These 297, 176, and 36.
Okay.
A little over 500.
509.
Yeah. Seven, no.
So. It's like 75 student difference.
All right, that's. I feel like we've always thrown around student declines, and it always seemed like it was a lot more than that. But that's good.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I think I was under the impression, you know, Todd, that those out-of-district ones were in that 297.
I think we all were. And they're very expensive.
That's the run of our budget.
That and their transportation.
That could be a $100,000 kid right there.
My only other thought, if everybody wanted to, like, you know, dig deeper, would be the amount of staff for those years. Have we decreased in staff?
Yeah.
I mean, right now they have.
I think it's two classrooms per grade.
Do you know projected enrollment for next year?
Not yet.
Our meeting's tomorrow night.
Okay.
How far back do you have your? You know, it would be interesting to do an. I mean, if you spare that sometime, is to pull out what the special ed costs were back in 2010 and compare it to what they are.
I don't stay them. That won't fit in my notebook. I only go back to what'll fit in my notebook, so I purge it every year.
Okay.
I don't go back that far. Okay, the question number two. What building projects do you expect to complete this year? What projects are you planning to encumber funds to pay for? What additional building and repair projects are planned in the coming years?
So I put in the 2019-20 budget, what was voted on.
Okay, wait, which page are you on now? That one? Okay.
I'm sorry, that's the upcoming project for this year.
That you've encumbered?
Nope.
That's for
2019-20.
Well, this one was the proposed, and they had to get contracts to encumber it. So we don't know yet if they were able to encumber any, you know. This was the projected.
Well, it looks like there was work being done.
Yeah, look, I thought the windows were being done on this budget.
On the, there was one of these that was voted on for 2018-19.
Yeah, right, that's what we're, wait, what are we in now? 19, we're in 18, we're technically
we're still,
in 18,
we're still
19,
encumbered
right?
with 2000.
Yeah, we're in
18-19. Yeah.
Yeah, until like a couple weeks.
Right.
Okay. And you want another proposed project that we
can,
that's this one. For the 2018-19 close of year.
Yeah, and these are all encumbered.
Hope so. If not, then the money goes back to the town.
This is the possible summer projects?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
So I think I was at the meeting where they approved.
You were?
Yeah. That was for Littlefield.
So that, like, the relocate playground, repaving a parking lot, unknown by start of school, has that been, I drive by that all the time, doesn't look like anything's happening.
I don't think you're talking about the big playground, I thought they were moving the kindergarten playground.
They're moving the big playground.
No, the big one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Away from the woods.
Away from the rocks.
Yes.
So, I haven't been up there to see what they've done and what they haven't done. Matt has a tour scheduled at 4:30 tomorrow, but I can't make it. So.
And I'll be honest, I think you were going to try to do it in conjunction with some of the paving in town to save money.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Dennis just started Adams Road, and he's got the park here to do and several other things, so that might be holding the school up a little bit until we get the things in here. But I want to speak for the school. You know what you're doing.
It'll all be updated tomorrow.
I got to get into in retirement updating four square pads for $10,000.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could do that on the weekend. What's a four square pad?
It's a four square pad. It's a pad with four squares in it, and you hit the ball in it, then they all fight.
The kids aren't going to be allowed to play on the hard top anymore.
What? Because
it's an accident waiting to happen.
There was an accident walking out of this door, but that's just my opinion. Where a student almost lost his finger because they were playing with rocks, so he created a big uproar in town, and they decided to move the playground up. Now you can't have kids
because there's no rocks up there.
It's in the grass fields. So
yeah, I know.
And you can't have kids up and down, so they're gonna put them all up.
Instead of disciplining the child who was throwing the rocks, but that's all right. And not my problem.
Okay, we all.
We'll keep going.
So you got that.
And the third question: are there any other large ticket items that are on the horizon?
So for 1920, I gave you that sheet. For 2021, we won't know until budget season comes.
All right. Okay. So those were the questions that we had for the school. Now, before we go on, I would like to go back to the minutes.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Because we couldn't do the minutes.
Sorry.
No, that was fine. That's no problem. We just had to. Oh. Here they are. Okay, so we're looking at the minutes from June 12th. Are there any changes or any to the minutes? Okay, is there a motion to approve them?
I'll make a motion.
Sue makes a motion to approve them. Is there a second?
A second.
Yeah.
Susan seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And we have Lynn, Todd, Dick, Sue, Susan. Those are the five of us that were here, and we all are here to vote. So those are good. Okay. Well, that takes care of our minutes. Okay, and that takes care of our questions from the previous meeting. Okay?
Are there any questions for the school?
Well, there's questions on the front from the previous meeting.
Those were handed out at the last meeting.
I apologize. All right.
And then I sent her an email with that's what I was reading from my email.
Okay.
With the questions from her. Okay.
Okay.
So we'll move on. Oh, now.
So there are no questions for me to ask tomorrow night. I mean, I can get it up. I can ask about the what they were able to get encumbered for the building projects.
Yeah, encumbrances. Okay, the budget, we're talking about the budget for next year, 2020. So the budget committee has to submit our proposed budget for 2020. So the easiest way to do that is to look at the report that Donna gave us, and that shows what the budget committee's budget is for this year. And unless anybody sees any reason to change it, I'll just ask Donna to give us the same budget for next year.
Well, so I just have a quick question.
Sure.
When we talked about, you asked a couple of times, like, what proposed changes did we think we could do in the budget process which would be easier? Are we going to talk about Dennis just adding the road maintenance to line items and that kind of thing, or are we still thinking of keeping that as a separate?
Those are referrals to the Board of Selectmen, and they make those decisions.
Okay.
So those were suggestions.
Okay. And I did bring it up to the board.
Okay. And what did they say about that?
That's what we were discussing at the beginning.
Okay.
Oh, you mean, yes, yes.
No, 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 like Dennis, like, okay, so if he wants, he says, you know, it's career roads cost us so much more money than if just paving it, so take that out of the townspeople as a vote and have it put in a line item so he has that in his budget.
Instead of a warrant article, make it operating in the budget.
What has the selectmen thought of that?
I don't know. Dennis hasn't given us his proposal.
Okay.
So I do have a couple of changes of dates, but I can wait on that if you want. We usually do it one Saturday.
Okay.
Selectman Roby suggested that we do it during the selectmen's meetings, do some for each selectman meeting. So I don't know when Dennis's is going to be due. I just want to reiterate the final day for the budgets to come from the committees is September 11th. We're canceling the September 21st meeting, the budget hearing that we usually come here and everybody gives their budget at once. It's been decided not to do it that way. And I do have a deliberative session if you want that also while I'm going over dates, February 1st.
Okay, hold on.
I'm sorry. I'm jumping ahead, but I'm afraid I'm going to forget this.
Sorry.
You're off the agenda.
Okay, let's wait on all the dates.
Okay.
Let me put the dates at the end.
What would you like me to ask?
September 11th, you said, is the time that your budgets are due?
Yes.
Okay.
And they've all been notified.
By 3 o'clock?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, and they've all been notified for that.
Okay, so does anybody want to make any changes to the budget committee's budget request?
Yeah.
Or just carry over what we've got?
Well, I guess we won't really know until we see the budget, so.
No, our budget.
No.
Oh, our budget. I was like, well, yeah, I mean, I want to go on a Caribbean vacation, so can we add that?
Yeah, sure.
So this is all we've expended to pay, can you see so far for the year?
The budget committee's doing a great job, and we're going to need penny of it.
Does that cover her time? Because it doesn't seem right. Because, I mean, she's at the meetings, and then she goes home, and she has to transcribe that into the minutes.
She must work like lightning, because she turns in her hours to me.
Yes.
And so I turn her hours over to Donna. Now, I was trying to remember when she started, and she's not here, or she would be able to tell us. But I don't think she was here all of the year.
No.
Okay,
no.
So we went for a long time without a regular administrator.
When did she start?
Well, see, that's what I can't remember.
It was pretty
but
close.
But even if it's 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, but
it was
like,
pretty,
divided by
not
whatever
more than $154
like
worth.
10 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she's like superhuman.
She must not keep very good track of her time.
Well, she mustn't.
She does.
I think she's fat.
But
I think she's very
but see,
efficient.
Other people have charged us, say, an hour to notice the meeting.
Whereas she charges you 5 minutes. If
no, I just do it myself.
She doesn't post
well, okay.
it. Andrea does
I do
or
it.
Linda.
Which,
yeah.
Because I drive by the post
right.
office about
yeah.
three
yeah.
times a week. So we've done a little bit in changes, but...
And you do the agenda, I think, yourself. And,
yeah, I always
and
did
our
the
office copies it. She doesn't have to go to the deliberative session, the towns or the schools.
But and
so,
and believe it or not, she did get a raise from
well.
the previous person that was here. So, I mean,
I'm just thinking.
I know.
It seems like it's less than 2 hours a month, and that just seems,
oh, it definitely is.
You know?
Oh yeah. yeah
I don't
yeah.
know how she does
yeah.
it. How can you listen to that tape? And maybe she's superhuman, but it just doesn't. Right, Sue? Doesn't that
yeah.
you did them for a while? That's
I mean,
right?
meetings themselves. Are
but your
more
minutes
than 2 hours.
Were a lot more detailed. Also,
but even the
in
minute,
all honesty,
but the meetings themselves are 2 hours.
Yeah. yeah, right.
Yeah, but you could make the case that it's easier to type if you're a good typer.
To type and
verbatim.
Listen. Oh, well, sure.
And to listen and
yes,
then think
and then figure
and
out how you're going
to
word
gonna
it
word
so that
it.
You're not
yeah.
typing 10
yeah.
words
correct.
Instead
exactly.
of 2.
So.
That's
agreed. Yeah, it's much faster
yeah.
to just listen and type.
Yeah.
Than
it, yeah, just it seems like she's shorting herself.
But
let me
just
fair.
Give my 5 cents worth. If you are asking or requesting for a raise for her, I'm not sure how that works because we have
no,
a
not
scale.
Ask, not asking.
No.
Oh no, we're just
oh,
questioning
okay.
I'm wondering
hours.
If she's tracking her
oh,
hours.
More
we're
hours.
Just questioning
okay.
her hours
yeah.
that she's not charging us
mm-hmm.
enough hours.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not here.
I mean, because we've got 92.88% of our budget left, and we're going to ask for the same amount of money next year, and we're on the budget committee?
When did the other one stop?
That's not a bad thing.
Well, yeah.
But I think there's enough money in this budget to even to give her more hours. Do you know what I'm saying?
Because you have plenty of money. That's my only point. So it seems like she might be shorting herself time. That's all.
Yes, she might be.
Well, we'll talk to her about it. I'm sure, you know what she's going to say? Oh, it's fine.
Is she being paid the same way that all the other people that take minutes are being paid, Sue?
Well, they don't all make exactly the same thing.
Yeah. For example, for the selectmen, she does it during her working hours. Donna Del Rosso.
Conservation Commission, she gets paid. Donna gets paid.
They get, depending on how long they've been here.
She gets paid as an employee and...
Depending on how long, yes, it's the same wage scale.
Does she get paid the same way?
Yes.
Oh, okay, well.
Yeah, so maybe it's the hours that need a discussion. And that's up to Lynn.
So does she get then the 3% raise?
She got,
yeah, she got the raise, the same thing everybody else.
Consistent with that.
Okay, I make a motion that we recommend $1,514 for the 2020 budget.
Okay, let's go with the bottom line.
Yeah.
It's 2330.
2330, okay.
Thank you.
Bob makes a motion for 2330 for next year. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Katrina seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous. Okay, we'll stick with our same budget.
And you know the conference is coming up, or is that coming later? Okay, that'll be later. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Now, the review of the town reports. Now we can look at the whole town report. See if there's any questions about the town.
On the police section.
What are we looking at?
Okay, that, what page?
Five.
Page five, police. Okay.
Did we lose a full-timer, or did we not hire somebody at time?
We've had a couple leave. We've had a couple leave, but we've had one now go into full-time from part-time who went to the academy.
Okay.
And I think, I don't know if you're all aware, but law enforcement is the number one career choice where no one's entering. The number one in the United States, no one's getting into it.
Oh, wow.
I wonder why.
Yes, number one.
Wow.
Which...
Yeah,
I understand.
And what, six more officers shot in Philadelphia.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. And there's, we're out of...
Today, I think.
Some narcotics bust. So they've still got the guy. The guy's shooting in the building. There's cops upstairs holding a couple of suspects. He's shooting through the floor. Yeah. He shot six officers already. None of them fatally, thank God.
Well, in my opinion, it starts with the whole water throwing, but that's another whole topic, so we'll stay off
We'll stay out of that.
We'll stay off the politics.
Anyway, but that's why that full-time number is so under, right?
Yeah, that's part of the, we're working on it, people.
Okay.
Yikes.
Any other questions? I just had a question. On the bottom of page four on Parks and Rec, park field bathroom supplies repair, it shows we haven't spent anything, but we've done a whole bunch of work, and we just
Well, Dean, he goes over and he does stuff. And Ronnie's thing for the field is not in here. He instead of taking the two loads of this special sand for the softball infield, it took 14. He ate a lot of that, as he always does. But we have used, we did use what we encumbered, and then I had to take some more out of here. It's just not showing because the bill came in afterwards. I kept bugging him for the bill, and it came in after the end of July.
But we have spent some of that. Okay.
Yeah.
So I got another question, too.
Yeah, okay.
Page six.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This.
Oh, page six. Okay.
Sue, so do you know landfill disposal? Why is that down so much?
Page six, I'm sorry. Where are you?
Page landfill six, landfill disposal.
What are the last five digits here?
390-00.
Oh, he probably hasn't dumped it yet. We do it at certain times. And so, for instance, if he was doing, I don't want to say metals because I think that's a different line. If he hasn't got enough and it hasn't been dumped yet, it might not be this month, but it might be on it next month. But I will find out for sure.
I was going to say, because I thought this line was the regular disposal of the... the two units that are down there.
Yeah, let me find out for sure. I don't want to...
We just put I'm thinking wires. Maybe we're not making as much waste. We're all doing
we're recycling
a good job in recycling.
Yes.
It's unlikely.
Just
we're separating all our caps from our bottles.
Yes.
Don't you have to pay to recycle now, too, though?
Well, a lot of the stuff, yeah.
The big items, the stuff with Freon and mattresses, I believe. And
but we charge for those. I don't know if it offsets it.
So you want to find out why landfill disposal is down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions? I have a question.
So I have one too.
Go
so
ahead.
As we approach next year, I mean, I know that our town doesn't have like an emergency, you know, fund that we tap into if something happens.
No, we,
I mean,
we do.
You do?
Yeah, we're up to like 12 or 13%. We're just about as high as we can go. We have a reserve fund.
Is that, so a reserve fund is, so this year it looks like we're going to be over budget $322,000, correct? Is that what the
no,
increase
I'm hoping
change?
Not. What page do you want to get that?
On the final page, right? Oh, I'm looking at
revenue.
Sorry. I'm looking at revenue, sorry.
No, we're down on revenue.
Okay.
Yes, we are down on revenue, but I will pray we're not over on the budget.
Okay.
I really don't think you'll find that will happen.
Okay.
Now, because you've got, I know Dennis doesn't have some of his big projects out, but you know, you're at 49.64%
left
with the 30-year
left. Oh, anything below,
left.
I said that at the selectmen's meeting Monday night because of, like, the planning board has $1.18 left. And I said, watch those lines. And even though the town can absorb it, whatever one department spends,
somebody
if they're
else
over,
can't.
Exactly, we need to take it out of another budget.
Right.
And I don't like that, but that's life.
So I was going to ask about the planning board.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they down to, what, $3 or something like that?
$1, yes, 13.
And it's July, it's August?
Yeah,
it's July?
We're about to have a conversation on that.
Okay,
because if you go to legal, and I will propose this at a selectman's meeting, I want to break down legal. Because the town is not using legal. Other departments in the town are, and so I want it separated out, like, but DRA says it all has to go under legal, but what I'm proposing to do is do legal 1A selectmen, legal 1B planning board, legal 1C land use, so that the taxpayers see where the legal's going. That and that line, as you see, is
yeah.
very close and...
$2,100, yeah.
But
right.
you won't really know that's year to year, depending on the lawsuits that are brought to the town, or the advice that they need, or so breaking it line for line. I
but
mean, I understand that, but...
On a normal year, when we don't have a big lawsuit,
right.
you can see who's calling the attorney every week and who's
yeah,
not.
We have a whole list of 20 minutes this, 20 minutes that,
okay.
or whatever, and we tried to curtail that. We redid the policy for who can... contact legal
okay.
and how they go about it, and we're going to talk about that at the next selectman's meeting also, because it might not be being followed, so but I can't promise you we won't go over budget, but I am almost assured that this board, the Board of Selectmen, will not have it go over budget. We'll do what we need to do, and we won't go into the reserve fund. It's my hope. I can't speak for the board.
Well, it happened once, and if the...
Not under my watch.
No. I'm not. I'm only looking
yeah.
at you because you're a selectman, not because you're
yeah,
there.
No. I just,
it happened once
that
the selectmen did overspend their operating budget, and they need the budget committee's permission to take the money out of the reserve fund. They can't do it without our permission.
Yeah.
But what happens if we don't give them permission?
I think we
there's
have
a long
an
legal process.
Yes, yeah, we never
basically
emergency.
Just you basically have to
more money.
Ask them all to leave and start over. There's a long legal process if we don't give permission.
Okay.
Well, I think, can't you ask for an emergency meeting with the legislative body, I believe? I'm not sure, though.
It's not fine. It's not simple, and it's not...
But that's why we do keep that, and we, they suggest, what, is it 5 to 10%? I believe that a community keeps in that, and some communities don't have any. And we, I think, again, we're up to 12%, which really is plenty.
Okay.
Yes, it's more than enough.
That's probably next, because you probably can't put more in there than...
I don't think we need to. If we do, it comes out of the taxes.
Right. And that's what you got in. That's why people were so upset with the tax bill, because...
They were upset because I believe we made a mistake 2 years ago.
Right.
We didn't increase the taxes at all, and we spent more as a community. Not just the school, but the town spent more. And what we did is we took from that fund, and we never increased the tax rates. Now, we were all expecting thank you notes. It didn't happen, but that's okay. This, and then what happened the next year is we thought, oh, we better not do that again. Let's put it out there. The economy was good. It just seemed logical. And that's when, and it wasn't a horrible amount of people complaining about it, because if you look at what our town spends as a community, and there's a list, by the way, that you can get all the communities in New Hampshire and what they spend, what the town spends, and what the school spends, and where we come. And Candia is near the bottom for town expenses, and that includes roads and everything else. So people have been pretty good, and we thought it was a decent community. It was an all right, we just didn't want to go back in that fund again. That was decided, so.
Okay. Any other questions on the town report?
I got one question. Sure. I've asked this question before, but each of the boards and groups has somebody that takes their minutes, and it's in their budget. Why doesn't the planning board have anything in their budget, or the zoning board of adjustment have anything in their budget for the people that sit there at those meetings taking the minutes?
Because the planning board's covered by Lisa from the land use office. She gets paid.
I know that. She gets paid through the building inspector, which means that the building inspector's expenses are increased by the amount of her sitting there.
That's
for
correct.
The planning board.
Yes.
Why doesn't the planning board in their budget have an amount to pay for the minutes that she takes? And the same way for the zoning board. It's a part of 91A for those specific commissions.
I could ask them if you'd like. I can ask the board chair why they don't do it that way. The only trouble I think you're going
to
have is... if she gets paid more as an hourly wage than Donna Del Rosso or our secretary.
Yeah, like a cash out of one job.
Well, okay, so then that's the first logical thing that I've said. It gets somebody more money, but that means that increases the budget for the building inspector.
It won't
get any more money.
It would decrease wages on
the
building inspector.
Sure.
And increase the wages, because she'd have to, if she's doing this while she's doing her
Doing the minutes.
She's here 8 to 5, and she
to
steps
three.
Over here for 45 minutes and takes minutes.
I punched out at 11.
While
I came
she's
over here, punched in at 11. And I punched out here at 12.
Oh,
and
but then
here,
the phone
in
rang,
at
and somebody asked you a building question.
No,
but we're very careful. Yeah, we're very careful with the hours that they have. We really are, as far as no OT and like that. And so I know what I do with the office women is, I mean, Andrea comes, and sometimes our meetings are long, and I'll say, if you want, come in a couple of hours, as long as Dawn is there to open the office, come in a couple hours late, and they are never over, 36, 37 hours. They are a fine-tuned machine. All of the staff, I think, in here, they're very cognizant of what their wage is and what it costs and like that, so... like you said, if it's not coming out of planning board or out of land use office, it will probably be reflected in here. And I think they're most comfortable having their land use office secretary take the minutes, as opposed to maybe, me coming in for $15 an hour and doing it. I'm sure they're more comfortable with
that. I understand that. We've had the discussion, but the planning board is a funded organization separate from the town itself. Charges for it. It's logical that some of the time that she spends and related to that should be charged to the planning board.
But we are the planning board, the town's the planning board, we're all.
So the only, if I can interject, I think it would cost more money in the end for a bookkeeper to break down her hours, to get paid hourly, to separate it out. Trust me, I do bookkeeping. I mean, it would be more money in the end to say, okay, 2 hours and 25 minutes was to the planning board. I mean, you now you're going to pay your bookkeeper to try to break those hours out to submit to payroll, which is very difficult on its own. So I think in the end, if it's coming out of the town budget, it doesn't really matter.
And she doesn't during town time. She doesn't.
I think it's a little much to do about nothing.
So she's already on. She's already getting paid.
She's getting paid.
Whether she's in there or over here.
Exactly.
It's
Sue talked about a list where you can go and look at all of the towns and all they spend, okay?
Yes.
So if you look at the towns and you look at what they spend and you see in one place that the building inspector sends this much and it's in a like town.
They didn't get that
detail. And the planning
board
has the money.
What are we talking about?
The,
like $5,000 or $6,000?
The purpose
a year,
of an accounting system
right?
is
probably
to
like
allow,
what Casey gets, $154 through.
I know what you're saying, though. I know what you're saying, and that is a reason why the legal isn't quite $15
yeah,
an hour.
It's the same concept
okay.
of what you're talking
I
about
understand.
For legal.
Yeah. I understand, and I can certainly bring that up and ask them. I think I know the answer because the board basically says we're going to use, you know, that secretary to take minutes, and they'll use that secretary. Because she does all the RSAs and works with them. I mean, she's familiar.
So she's more fluent.
Well, if there's a question or
yeah.
something.
Then somebody
I understand can. All of that. And I understand the process of trying to do the six-minute stuff, you know.
Right. Just
but all
like,
the time I worked
like
for Raytheon, I broke my time out for 6 minutes. Every 6 minutes you had to say, okay, what'd you charge it for?
You might have had more staff than we have. We have 3 people. To run this town.
And it
that's,
all comes from the same
and I'll tell
that's
you,
the
they
key.
Keep
the
phone is, it's just like the school
we don't
in
have
the town.
Jobs
it's all
again.
The same pot. You know, it's just divided up differently. But I can ask them
you
why
ask
they do
them.
That. But
she might even get a different rate for taking minutes. Mm-hmm. And she,
yeah.
No, if she were to like separate.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
and you look
worse.
At the pay
it
scale
might be,
for
yeah.
she might be taking saying, see,
I'm not taking
minutes.
Exactly. I'm not spending my night time here. I was just here for 8 hours.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, might be careful what you ask for. It's hard to, but
okay.
I will ask. I understand what you're saying.
Any other questions on this, the town report?
I just have one simple one, I think, Sue. The zero spend on a budget, just it would be easier if you just told us what they were so that I don't have to ask all the time because I feel like I'm a one-trick pony on this. So if you go down, like, and you just look, the first one's mowing. I'm sure that, you know, you got $79.60 assigned with no spend. I'm sure that, I don't know when you would be mowing. Maybe it's a timing thing.
Oh,
you
mean, you
go down.
Oh, you're in the, I'm telling you, he hasn't mowed.
That, well, that's what I would assume.
Yeah.
It's August.
He hasn't.
So, but so then, but you keep going down. There's a lot of them mm-hmm. in the budget that have zero. I mean, Lynn already found the one.
Pointed some out.
The 14,000 on the park bathrooms.
Yeah.
You keep going down, there's more that, you know, there's...
Do you want a list with
three.
All zero balances? Because I
not,
can
not like
do that.
If they're like 50
no,
bucks.
It's in Excel,
but
I'm
yeah,
saying...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She, if she
yes.
sorts on zeros
yeah.
and just gives a
yeah,
brief
exactly.
explanation, like, there's one on the town, it's
yeah.
hazard waste day. I'm sure that there's 9,000
Well, they're
going to
have that in October.
Covered.
Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly.
But it's just the
yeah.
when there's zero and we're, you know... 7/12 of the year.
I think she could
through.
Probably with Excel easily
yeah.
do
yeah.
that.
I know the mowing one. Dennis
yeah.
likes to do that, but the guy who used to do it, his equipment broke. See, he had a subcontractor
oh, yeah,
that
yeah,
he
yeah.
paid, and I don't think he's had anybody able to do that right now. That's
yeah,
why he hasn't
that
spent
makes sense.
It. Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, it's like the tree trimming.
I
mean,
the
they're coming
trimming,
out
yeah.
over the.
Yeah.
You know, I was driving a lot of the back roads the other day, and I'm just thinking, wow, but.
Yeah, but
I
they're
mean,
all, they're, I think there's a plan for that because
yeah.
the guys have come to your house if you have a danger tree.
Oh,
and
gosh,
all,
oh, that's,
they have
that's,
orange.
That's public service.
Right.
Or
oh,
Eversource.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When it says tree canopy trimming, that was added in. We actually put extra because it wasn't done last year.
Okay.
And we said, hire someone to get it done. Because
mm-hmm.
Dennis, as you all know, works Wicked. Extremely hard. And he does not have time to do it himself.
And he doesn't like to give it up to somebody else to do
no,
either, I
no.
think. Yes. Because he thinks that he's going to get to it.
Well, we all do.
Sure.
Don't we all
yeah,
do that?
Absolutely.
I mean, I was going to do my dishes before I left, and I didn't.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think Dennis, I don't know. It's going to be hard in a couple of years when He's older, people are gone.
Zero balance thing is a function of the cash flow budget as opposed to, it's not a linear spend. It's a cash flow budget. You wait till the end of the year to pay your bills.
Right, but
so
we can't be trimming
like
trees.
That. Dennis
in
does
the
that all the time. He waits till the end of the year to say,
sure,
how much money do I have left, and then I will use it or not. So
well, some are time sensitive where they're not going to, I mean, hazardous waste day is not, I don't think you want to do that on December 30th.
It's like
might be a little cold, but I would think so.
Yeah,
then if it's not spent by September, October,
yeah,
you'd think,
yeah,
like, it's
that's
probably not going to be spent.
Yeah.
Same with mowing. I mean, if you're,
yeah,
not mowing,
yeah,
by
if
August.
If he hasn't,
yeah,
mowed by now, it ain't happening.
Yeah. That's all.
Most
I just,
likely.
It's the same with the school budget. Anytime there's a zero with a big spend, not,
mm-hmm,
you know,
no, I know what
bucks,
you mean.
But if it's $9,000.
But she might be able to easily, and you might know that, she uses Excel.
Yeah.
So she might be,
yeah,
able to easily do that,
okay,
and label it for
and
you.
Any more questions on the town?
Yeah, she can say like when the last time was that they.
And she tries to do these notes to tell,
yeah,
us why it's not, yeah, there, but
yeah. Okay.
She can't cover everything. All right, but I will ask
any
her.
Any town questions? All right, let's move on to the school. But this is just for 1 month, so. I looked at it and said, oh, wow, we got $2 million left.
And obviously that third line down on the front page, income is $727,000,
yeah,
on a $43,000 budget. I think that's a typo.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Right. I was,
oh,
wondering,
yeah,
about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did wonder about that one. There,
oh,
was,
yeah,
another one on the health.
Oh, they're embezzling something.
On the health, they have a big, huge
third line down.
Yeah.
Health,
right,
is
health, health substitute salary.
Oh, for
substitute.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to sign up and no expenses because I'm a certified teacher, so it might,
yeah,
be accurate.
Okay.
Who knows?
So anyway, this is, I'm concerned there's not much here that we can use.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not in school yet. Right.
Well, it's just the amounts might be inaccurate.
And I think the amounts are wrong. So.
But she is new, because, yeah,
well,
growing pains.
Okay. Does anybody want to have ask a question about the school report before I move on? Okay. Now, there's three other issues. The budget and finance workshop is coming up. I think everybody got the email. So this is registration now open. There's two dates. It's once at the Dairy Field, and one was in Concord. Oh, yeah,
oh, Concord or Loon? I thought it was way up north.
Loon Mountain,
yeah.
I'm sorry. September 18th at Dairy Field Banquet Facility. Or September 26th at the Mountain Club on Bloom. So if anybody wants to sign up, the cost is $90. And you notice we do have money in our budgets for this. So if anybody wants to sign up, tell Donna. And Donna will make the arrangements to pay for you. And
September 18th, did you say?
September
18th and the 26th.
18th and the 26th.
And Lynn, I'll ask you publicly, I go to this every year, and I ask that if the $250 isn't used, if I can use the budget committee's $90, but if somebody else, it is a wonderful workshop, and there's something different every year. It's great if anybody can do that.
And also, you have the opportunity to ask questions, which is nice.
Yes.
So if there's issues that you just really aren't clear about or you don't think are right, you can submit them and they'll
on a card. They,
yeah,
don't call you
then,
on it. You just put them on a card anonymously. Yeah.
My turn to go this year, not that I have time.
Yeah. It's really it's very helpful.
So I
one day
Saturday. I missed that meeting that we had.
Both Saturdays.
Oh, they were both Saturdays.
This is a Saturday. Are you sure?
Wednesday.
You had some. Hold on. You had some input, and I included that.
Oh, okay. No, I'm just wondering what everybody else came up with. Like
it's in the minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the minutes. Okay.
You'll have to look at the minutes because I don't have that kind of memory.
What are we talking about?
When we had our own ideas about changes that we wanted to make or processes that we wanted to make, that we submitted that information to them. It was, what meeting was that? April? March?
Yeah.
May?
I don't think it was May. It wasn't that late.
Was it May?
Anyway, that's when, and
But if you have other ideas.
No. I was just wondering what, you know, because here we are, we're coming up on the season, so.
We had suggestions about how we purchase our equipment, whether we lease it or buy it. There were just several other things that we brought up. And like
capital
I said,
improvement fund.
Yeah, we submitted all that to the select. So don't forget. Does it say the deadline to sign up? I don't know.
Yeah, I think.
September 18th or September 26th. But I would think you'd want to go on the 18th because we don't have any money in our budget for mileage. So if you're going to drive to Loon,
it's on your own nickel.
90 miles is true.
If they did it in January,
we'd be there.
We'd already be there.
Except for our dog. Catcher, that's it.
Do we have a tentative schedule?
What?
Like meetings?
Oh, she's in charge of that. I can just tell you the town.
We're not there yet.
Okay, all right, I'll shut up.
We're not there. Okay, so that's that. Next is, we also got emails about capital improvement. The budget committee, we don't own anything. We're not going to plan any capital.
You own it all.
So I'm not going to submit any information. But there is a meeting, informational session on Monday, August 19th, which is this coming Monday, to provide further details if you're interested in what the other departments.
When is it?
Monday, August 19th.
Is it 6th, Lynn?
August 2nd. I think I missed that.
Next Monday. August 19th. The time, it doesn't say on this letter what the time is.
And that's, who's holding that, planning board?
The planning board. I got this letter came from Rudy. Let me just see if it gives me the time. Monday, August 19th. It doesn't say what time. You think it's 6 o'clock?
It's earlier, I thought, than selectmen's meetings, which are at 7. So I thought it was 6, but I might be wrong.
Yeah. It should be on the town calendar, though, right?
Actually, we can go to the website. It's probably right there.
Because I don't know what time it is. So you're looking at the town?
Yeah, but I'm looking at the planning board, which probably isn't going to get me there. I'm looking at, let me go to the budget committee, trust.
I don't know, but it'll be on the town calendar. Because I'm assuming the meeting will be here, right?
It is here. I'll ask her if it's not. It's going to probably take me. I'll ask her just to.
Okay.
You want an email? Or should we send an email to everybody confirming that?
What time? Just what time it is, yeah. Okay. All right. Now the last thing are the dates. Now we're going to talk about the dates. I don't have anything from the school yet. You guys don't have anything.
I think it's on our agenda for tomorrow.
Yeah, so Sue, what dates do you have for budget process?
Okay, so just for your information, like I said before, September 10th, all the budgets are due, but then it takes Donna a while to get everything together. The budget meeting on September 21st is canceled.
You said the 10th or the 11th? You said the 11th before.
Oh, did I? I'm sorry. I put 10th, so I'm not late.
But
the
11th. We have our regular meeting on the 11th.
Yeah.
Okay. I've already submitted our.
So I was going to say yours.
I've already submitted it, so that's fine.
But Dick, so that Saturday meeting that we always have, I guess they don't want to do it this year.
Okay.
So instead of doing that, we're going to review some every meeting, from what I understand. And our deliberative session is February 1st, Saturday, February 1st at 9.
Wait, Saturday, February 1st at 9 o'clock.
Then you know voting's March 10th. Well, I think we'll probably, we didn't do that actually. But I think last year we went to the following Wednesday and then the school had the following Saturday, Wednesday or Thursday or something.
So town meeting is March 10th?
Yes.
So then do we probably look at the budgets the first October or October meeting, right?
Well, we don't know because I don't know
this is a new system and I won't give my opinion on it. The board voted to do it.
We're going to need to know when the budget will be ready for our review.
So, well, what we'll do is if you'd like, when it goes past the selectmen, do you want us to hand it to you then?
No, I want the
you
whole budget all at once. Together? I don't want to look at the
all right, well, I
separately.
Don't know what. I will try to find out what he's got planned, how we're going to fit this in. I've never done it this way before, but...
So, I mean, is there
so
a
whose
drop-
idea was it to change it?
Mr. Roby.
So what is a drop-dead budget? Like, do we have... What is our legal...
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? What is the legal resource
I go by last year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... we had a joint meeting with the selectmen. We don't have to do that. Okay, October 10th, we review the selectmen's budget and formulated our questions. That was last year, it was October 10th.
What I'm asking is when do they have a, do you know what I mean? Do we have a date that by law they have to provide a
yes.
budget for us? Do you know that
date? No, I don't know that date
okay.
right now. But
okay.
there is by law, it has to be a certain number of days before
okay.
whatever.
Okay.
And that's all in my book at home somewhere. So.
Would you like all those dates? Because I can have Andrea or Donna email that.
Well, no, because I have them.
Yeah.
And they're in that budget book. I think it's
yes.
like, there's a chart at the back or something. I remember seeing a...
it's so many days before the...
chart.
And
you have to
session.
Count backwards and... I don't know.
Are we going to be getting copies of the addendum to that book?
Yes, it will be available at the next
budget.
Yeah. And sometimes they'll even give us some of those.
No, I'm talking about are we going to get copies? I'm not going to those meetings. I've been to enough of them, but there's an addendum that came out on
yes.
the Municipal Budget Committee. Has somebody ordered that under our publications?
You can have it. Yeah, you'll get it. I think there'll be at least
okay.
a couple of people attending.
There is I know there's
yeah.
a chart in here. I'm not looking at it right very quickly, but there is a chart in here that tells what the days are and when it has to be, what the deadlines are. We don't usually pay much attention because we always do it the same way. And
yeah.
So probably this year I'll have to look it up and figure out what the last date is.
And we'll
but
try
then,
to.
You don't want to run into our
but
budget.
Then we have to fit in all this other stuff. Okay, so we have to have our public hearings. You know, they don't have to have a public hearing, we do. We have to have our meetings, petition, warrant articles. So I would say October 10th, whatever. What that's
well,
probably.
I had questions about how we were going to accomplish this, but...
Well, let's see.
We'll see.
It'll be October 9th.
I'm going to look through that real quick. See if I can find it.
Well, we still have all our public hearings and all that, so...
See, it's a budget committee's budget. It's actually not ours.
Yeah, we can submit a budget without the selectmen
yeah.
if we choose to do so. We've never done that.
Check it out. No, bring it down.
Yeah, so it'd
yeah.
be October 9th.
It's our budget.
It is
okay.
our
by law.
Yeah, it's our budget. So October 9th is when we'd like to have the budget from the selectmen.
So that doesn't give you a lot of time if you're drawing it in between meetings.
I
don't
know.
So,
then I've got a little bit of other stuff.
Okay, let me just make sure. Okay, any other questions? Those are the only dates we have now. You know, we don't have your dates. Okay, yes, Dick, what's your...
I've got some information for you that is new on the budget. Just to give you a heads up of what's coming. Agricultural Commission was passed last year. And therefore, has never been on the budget. So, here's a copy of what they are thinking about doing to help provide the efforts that we think the people expected when they voted for the Agriculture Commission. Full disclosure, I'm an alternate on the Agricultural Commission. But they are going to be asking for a budget. The budget they're going to be asking for is somewhere around $2,500, and they used the existing budgets for similar groups to come up with that. And then they are going to be asking for a warrant article, and this is all tentative, but I'm giving it to you to know what's going on. So they're interested in hearing if the Municipal Budget Committee has any questions about that. It's been suggested that what they do is that they provide a agricultural chapter for the master plan, something that is not there. There's a couple small changes. I believe there was a statute that said that agriculture is allowed in all districts, and that's not in Candia's zoning, so something like that may. And there's the issue of large farms versus small farms and the definition of those and how it comes out and what it means. So those may end up as zoning ordinances. So that's it for the Ag Commission. The cemetery trustees, you should expect to see from them a warrant article to establish a revolving fund for corner markers. Corner markers are something that when you buy a lot, you have to pay for corner markers, and the money that you pay goes to pay for those corner markers, and it's in the operating budget. That doesn't make sense, because you have no idea who's going to die, how many graves are going to be sold, and how many corner markers you're going to need. So that should be in a revolving fund. They get the money from cemetery trustees, get the money when they sell the graves, corner markers, they then do the work, and the money should come out of this revolving fund. So there'll be a warrant article to establish that revolving fund, my understanding. So those are new things that you might be interested in.
Okay. Anything else? Is there a motion to adjourn?
Oh, a motion. Here we go.
Katrina proposed to adjourn. Yeah. Is there a second? Todd seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much. We'll see you next
time. We last. Let's see.
Did we make it without running out of battery?
Yeah, we're not out of it, boy.
We came close.
Yeah.